Aircheckdownloads.com.
In the Minster FM News Centre, I'm Jill Sennett. More in 20 minutes.
Do you know what's really impressive, Jill?
Yeah.
You've been in work since 4:30 today, and you've not yet had a coffee.
I haven't. I'm desperate.
Have a look on your desk outside. There's a nice one there for you. Aww. Enjoy.
Thank you.
We interrupt this broadcast. North Yorkshire
weather. With Streamline Taxis. 65, 65, 65. Keeping North Yorkshire on the move for 75 years.
I don't know why this would be my favourite day of the week. Why would it be Friday? Friday? We made it. This is Griffo here. Hope you're right. Cloudy start today. It's going to become dry and everywhere this afternoon is going to get some sunny spells. That sounds good to me. Nice way to start the weekend. Highs in Haxby of 11 degrees. Tonight, dry overnight. Some clear periods and light winds. Lows in Sherburn of 4. So, there we are then. Friday morning, some brilliant tunes for you. I've got Popfest tickets, VIP to give away. I've got What a Giggle, 1,970 quid. It's all going on. Bon Jovi first and Robbie's Candy.
104.7. Minster FM.
All about great music. All about North Yorkshire. All about waking you up with a smile.
All about
you.
I'm sticking the kettle on here. What are you having? Tea? Coffee? Sugar? Milk? Okay, good.
I was there to witness Candice's in a...
Absolutely love that tune, the Lumineers, and Hey Ho, Oh Ho Hey. 104.7 Minster FM, almost 6:30. Griffo's question of the day is coming up next. Just a bit of fun, a question to get that brain working first thing on a Friday morning. Plus, I've got the last two pairs of tickets VIP to Popfest, which is happening on the 18th of August. We announced it yesterday morning. Everybody in North Yorkshire wants tickets to be there. You could be VIP backstage and meeting the stars. So you get to meet the boys from Blue, the boys from Five, Atomic Kitten, 911, The Honeys, Bewitched. They're all going to be there from the ITV2 show. And if you want to get to see that gig, it's going to be a gorgeous day at Castle Howard. Then keep Minster FM switched on. We'll do Griffo's question of the day next after this from the 80s, Billy Ocean. Oh, if you want to win those tickets, by the way, I'll tell you how in 15 minutes, all right? 104.7 Minster FM. Good morning and welcome to Friday.
Hey, you, me. Oh, get into my car.
I love that tune. One of the best of the year, that, isn't it? Pink and fun. And just give me the reason, you know, it was PJ and Duncan that kept that song off number one, Let's Get Ready to Rumble. It's a travesty. Just coming up to 20 to 7. Morning, welcome to Friday. It's my favourite day of the week. This is 104.7 Minster FM. Griffo's question of the day. The first product to have a barcode. Four options. A, cola. B, gum. C, cornflakes. Or D, chocolate bar. Hello, Minster FM.
Hi, was it gum?
Is it gum? The first product to have a barcode, A, cola, B, gum, C, cornflakes, or D, a chocolate bar. Who am I talking to?
It's Deb.
Deb, what are you doing up so early?
Oh, washing on, get the kids up.
Bless you. Where are you?
In Elvington.
It could be gum. We'll find out in 10, all right?
All right, cheers, darling.
See you, bye. Bye. Morning, Minster FM. Who's that?
Hello, it's Elaine.
Who are you going for, A, B, C, or D, Elaine?
Cornflakes.
You reckon cornflakes, do you?
Yeah.
Give you the answer in 10, all right?
All right, bye.
Good morning, Minster FM.
Martin.
Hey, who's that?
That's the question. I think it's Wrigley's Dorman.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
And who am I speaking to?
Gordon.
How are you doing, Gordon? Where are you?
Just going to work.
Where do you work, mate?
I work at Royston.
Okay, give us 10 minutes. We're going to give you the answer, all right, fella?
Okay.
Have a top weekend.
All right, bye.
104.7 Minster FM, all about great music, all about you. Friday, bring it on, the weekend is almost here, 9 minutes to seven. This is Griffo in the morning here. Your chance to win the final pairs of VIP tickets to be at Popfest at Castle Howard on the 18th of August. You want to be there, I know you do. And I'll tell you how you can win in the next 10 minutes here on Minster FM. First, let's do this.
Minster FM, showbiz gossip.
You're beautiful.
It's only the best day of the week. It is Friday morning. This is Griffo in the morning on 104.7 Minster FM. All about great music, all about you. It's John Parr. Did you know John Parr? Doncaster. He's from Doncaster, that guy. Rock legend. We played you another brilliant tune and we did Griffo's question of the day. That was the first product to have a barcode. Was it A, cola, B, gum, C, cornflakes, or D, a chocolate bar? Loads of you had a guess on Facebook. Loads of you phoned in. It was B, gum. Wrigley's gum, the first ever product to have a barcode on it.
What a giggle. What a giggle. with the Plowin Burton Salmon. For a traditional Sunday roast, call 01977 672 422.
Keep Minster FM switched on. I've got the final pair of tickets VIP to go to Popfest at Castle Howard soon. See the likes of Five, Blue, Atomic Kitten, Bewitched and more. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
How are you? You're right?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you?
I'm really good. It's Friday. It's my favourite day of the week. I'm going to the Lake District this weekend. How about you?
I'm having my two grandchildren round tomorrow night.
That's going to be nice, isn't it?
Yes.
What will you do? Will you play games, have popcorn and stuff like that? Watch movies?
I give them too many sweets and then they get hyper and then they get really funny.
One word, Haribo. That's it, isn't it?
A bit
tang-fastic and then running wild, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Right, have a listen to the giggle. More of a cackle. £1,970, that would buy a lot of sour mix, wouldn't it? Go on, give us your answer.
Is it Zoe Ball?
Zoe Ball. Legend Zoe Ball from Alive and Kicking and the radio and stuff like that. Zoe Ball's not, I think, on our wrong guesses at MinterFM.com. It's a good guess. Sounds like her. But it's not her.
No.
Oh, have a good weekend, though, Tina.
And you.
See
bye.
Ya. Bye. Morning to Adele. Hello, Adele.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
You're driving to work in Selby.
Yep.
Have you got an exciting weekend planned?
Just housework, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love housework. I'm so OCD. I did the housework yesterday at home, which kind of frees up my weekend, I guess. But a bit of hoovering, bit of mopping down, I tell you what, puts a bit of peace of mind when you go to bed at night. How sad am I making myself sound right now? Adele, right, so we got a giggle. It's worth a lot of money, £1,970. Have a listen. Who do you think it is for all that money?
I think it might be Keith Chegwin.
Keith Chegwin? Cheggers? Swap shop?
Yeah.
Got a funny story about Keith Chegwin, actually. You know, on Facebook, some celebrities are on Facebook. And I actually hooked up with Keith Chegwin on Facebook because I met him a few times and we exchanged a few messages. Anyway, the next time I saw Keith, I said, oh, you know, good that you're on Facebook. Some nice messages, good banter that we had between each other. He's like, I'm not even on Facebook, Griffo. So I've been talking to somebody made up. Somebody that's not even Keith Chegwin. And if the world could have swapped me up there and then, it would have been a good thing. So Cheggers, you're going for £1,970, Adele. It's not Keith Chegwin. But thank you for trying. Like you said to me, it's not me on Facebook, it's not Keith Chegwin, what a giggle. But thanks for having a go, all right?
All right then, thank you.
Bye. What
a giggle. Your next chance to play is at 10 past eight.
Somebody's going to get it though, eh? Clues maybe soon? Is it driving you mad? I reckon it is. 16 minutes past 7, Minster FM, morning. Every time you switch on Minster FM, just the great songs, all about you. It's Griffo in the morning, just gone 7.30, so you want those tickets, don't you? The final VIP tickets to go to Popfest, 18th of August. What a gig that's going to be at Castle Howard. All the bands that were in that ITV show, Blue, Five, Bewitched, Atomic Kitten. Right, here's what you need to do. You need to listen out for the following thing I'm going to play you. Then you phone me up, and I will ask you a question about one of the bands performing on the bill. And you can win VIP tickets. That will get you backstage. That will get you meeting the stars. This is what you're listening out for.
Hi, we're Bewitched, and this is Griffo in the morning.
So when you hear Bewitched, who are playing at Castle Howard, saying this is Bewitched and you're listening to Griffo in the morning, you phone me up and I'll ask you a question about one of the bands performing on the day and your chance to get yourself VIP tickets on Minster FM. We're talking about things that irritate you this morning. Morning, Minster FM.
Hello, I'm just ringing up about the things that irritate you.
Who's this?
It's Ian.
Hi, Ian.
South Bank, yeah.
Nice one. What irritates you, Ian?
Is when people won't put supermarket trolleys either back...
Yeah.
Properly, or just leave them in the car park. That really does bug me, does that one?
It's when they leave them in car parking spaces. That's irritating when there's very few spaces. And another one as well, I don't know if you do this, when I go to the supermarket, I park well away from everybody because people park so close, they bang your door and scratch your paintwork.
They do, yes. Yeah, that's an annoying one as well.
It is, mate. I've opened a can of worms, I reckon. Ian, have a great weekend, all right?
Cheers, though. Bye.
Bye. Morning, Minster FM. Who's this?
Good morning, Griffo. It's Ian.
Ian, how are you? Another Ian? I've had loads of Ian's calling today.
Common as muck.
Where are you?
I'm in Malton at the moment. I've just arrived at work.
Is it irritating that you've got the same name as so many other people?
they're just fortunate.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. What irritates you, Ian?
Couple of things, actually. Bad English grammar.
Texting and stuff.
No. Worse than that is people who want to have a lend of your newspaper. Or what I call the Del Boy syndrome.
Go on.
Which is people trying to use long words.
Okay.
Completely out of context that make no sense whatsoever.
Have you got an example?
I have a colleague who uses the phrase vice versa frequently. And it makes absolutely no sense in the context he's using it.
That's a bag of sweets, isn't it, nowadays, vice versa?
Yeah, it probably is. Bad English grammar. Educate yourself.
Ian, have a great weekend.
And you, Griffo. Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Claire's been on Facebook. People stand in the middle of the supermarket aisle having a chat and blocking the way. Go to the cafe, she says. Karen Tattersall's been on Facebook as well. People don't use their indicators when they're driving yet. We did mention that a few weeks ago on the show. Kirsty Allen, not being on time. That's a massive irritant. When you arrange to meet somebody in town or go for a drink at midday and they turn up at 2 o'clock. It's not good, is it? Julie Shelton said people driving at 40 miles per hour when they're on a 60 mile per hour stretch and you're having to beep and go around them. Samantha Graham on Facebook, spam emails and people who are rude. Manners cost nothing. Keep them coming through. Phone me up. What irritates you? 01904 481234. Welcome to Friday, 104.7 Minster FM with Ollie Murs, Army of Two.
I came, I saw, tore down these walls. Black one way, you find another. You know you're always you choose, I can lose, I'm in love with, 'cause we're marching to the future.
Morning, this is 104.7 Minster FM, all about North Yorkshire, all about you and all about big chances to win. You're listening out for those VIP tickets for Popfest at Castle Howard on the 18th of August. You've got to listen out for Bewitched, shouting Griffo in the morning when you hear them. Phone up, I'll ask you a question, get it right, I'll give you a pair of tickets to be there to see Five, Blue, Tommy Kitten and more. That was Ollie Murs, 23 minutes to 8. We're talking things that irritate you this morning on Minster FM Breakfast. Hello to Emma Firth. People who talk over you is irritating, Griffo. Also, people that cross the road without waiting for the green man, especially when you're trying to teach your child road safety. I agree with that. Kate Bradshaw on Facebook, people who eat loudly. Kate's also said people that whistle. I've got somebody that lives near to me and he whistles all the time and I think that's really nice. I think it's friendly. It proves that they're in a good mood, I think. People arguing, says Emma Lee. Bashing teachers who are educating your children. Why haters? Kate, you're a teacher, aren't you? People in general. Mark, come on, it's Friday. Get a good mood on. Morning, Minster FM.
Morning, Griffith.
Hello, who's this?
It's Val.
Hi, Val, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
How's your morning so far?
Yes. What irritates me is people driving and talking on their mobiles at the same time.
Well, that's an offence. That's a massive fine. It's an offence and very dangerous, isn't it?
It certainly is. I came back from the supermarket the other day and somebody came round a blind corner, forced me off the road, and there he was talking on his mobile. And if there'd been a ditch, I'd have gone straight in it.
Bless you. At least you're there, you're well and safe, and hope he got caught, eh?
Well, I don't think he would. They've got to catch them, haven't they, really?
That's exactly it. But there's loads of cameras going up. A64's getting another couple, so let's see if that works. Have a great weekend, Val, all right?
You as well, bye.
Come on, what irritates you? 01904 481234. Just coming up to 20 to 8, the latest news now from Jill Sennett.
A York woman's due in court this morning on a manslaughter charge.
Did we just hear my friends Bewitched? I think we did, didn't we? All about great music, all about you, 104.7 Minster FM. I got VIP tickets to be at Castle Howard at Popfest on the 18th of August. Let me take a call here. Who's that?
It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, where are you?
I'm Pickering.
And what are you doing with your Friday so far?
Getting ready for work, but I'm desperate to go to this concert.
Popfest, August 18th, Five, Blue, Atomic Kitten, yes. Bewitched, The Honeys, and you are going VIP.
Oh my God, thank you so much!
Who are you going to take with you?
My friend.
It's going to be an amazing day, isn't it?
Oh my God, it so is. I've been trying to get tickets for ages to go and see them, and my husband rang me yesterday and said, have you got Minster on, they're announcing who's going to Castle House?
Have you been watching the show on ITV then?
Yes.
So who out of all those bands is your favourite?
Five,
yeah. It's, you know, missing Jay, though, I think they're lacking something, but it's going to be incredible.
I was a bit gutted about that, but hey-ho.
Well, we'll see you on the 18th, but we'll see you backstage and you can meet them.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
So well done to Lisa. If you want to go, I've got the final VIP pair to give away just after 8 this morning on 104.7 Minster FM. Plus, we got a small matter of £1,970 on What a Giggle. A couple of guesses earlier, we had Zoe Ball, which it wasn't, and Cheggers. So mark them on your list, MinsterFM.com, for wrong guesses. And we'll take calls just after 8 this morning here on 104.7 Minster FM. Seconds away from Elton John. All about great music, all about you, 104.7 Minster FM morning. This is Griffo, it's almost 8 o'clock. Elton John, I'm Still Standing, with a matter of £1,970 that could be yours on What a Giggle just after 8 o'clock. Plus the final pair of tickets to go VIP to Castle Howard at Popfest with Blue, Five, Atomic Kitten, Bewitched, 911 and more. Lisa was really made up before. Your chance to get those tickets. Talking about things that irritate you this morning on the show, Facebook has been a fever pitch. John Colston has been on. He said potholes really irritate him. Yeah, North Yorkshire's bad for that, isn't it? Gary Roberts, people who park on footpaths to assist the flow of traffic with no consideration for pedestrians. Elsie's been on vending machines. What irritates you about vending machines? We don't have one here at Minster FM. I kind of miss that, but I do think I've lost a few pounds since I've been here. Ian Watts, people driving in the middle lane on the motorway for no reason. Yeah, that is... I think I just passed my test and I kind of was trying to grasp the motorway. You know, when you get your lessons and you don't really get coaching on the motorway. I think I was in the middle lane once and I actually got pulled for that. Nick Desmond, automated phone lines when you're trying to get through to a call centre. Yeah, we get them all the time. Claire Stayen, people who can't drive, don't keep a constant speed and jump on the brakes all the time. I was behind one last night. Keep them coming through. There's loads on Facebook. I'll play you some cracking tunes next as well for Friday. Get you in the mood for the weekend. Van Halen next and Taylor Swift.
York, Helmsley, Pickering.
All about great music, all about you. Morning from 104.7 Minster FM. It's Griffo in the morning. Van Halen, Taylor Swift before it. I Knew You Were Trouble, with a final pair of tickets VIP to go to Popfest at Castle Howard in the next half an hour. So keep us switched on. You're listening out for my mates, Bewitched. When you hear them, phone up. You could be a winner. 12 minutes past 8 it is now.
With the Plowin' Burton Salmon. For a traditional Sunday roast, call 01977-672-422.
Come on, Gillian, you've got to be feeling that weekend already.
Yeah, sort of.
So what are your plans then?
Housework, I'm afraid.
So many people are doing the chores this weekend. Why?
Because we live on the A19 and there's been so much dust.
That's a good excuse. Whereabouts on the A19 do you live?
Fairly near Escrit Garage.
Ah, I getcha. Bit dusty it's been
fairly
there.
Very dusty.
Let's blame the wind.
Yeah, blame the wind.
So, housework for Gillian. So, what is the thing that most irritates you in life?
Well, I think this week it's the dust, actually.
Ah, there we go. There we go. Perfect. Right, here's the giggle. This won't irritate you if you win it, will it? £1,970. I think it will irritate people if they're not getting it right. But if they get it, wow, what a prize. You going for, Gillian?
Chris Evans.
Let's have a listen. It's not the ginger one.
I didn't think it would be.
But thanks for trying.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Is Gillian doing the housework this weekend? Come on, Moira, are you doing something more exciting than housework, surely?
Going to Lancashire.
Oh, nice. What are you doing over there?
See my partner's son and daughter-in-law and two grandchildren.
Having a bit of a chill out over there, are you?
Yeah.
What's the thing that irritates you most in life?
Self-service checkouts at supermarkets.
They're a nightmare. Do you know why? When you get to them, right, sometimes there's a queue for them as well, but when you get to them, sometimes they don't scan items.
No.
If you put in alcohol through, you have to get somebody across to approve it. I mean, it takes longer than queuing up, doesn't it?
It
and
does.
Getting
it
somebody
does.
Else. But anyway, where are you, Moira? And you want £1,970. That's a question I know the answer to.
It'd be very nice.
But do you know the giggle? Who is it, Maura?
Is it Faith Brown?
Faith Brown. There's a blast from the past.
Mm.
Comedian, eh?
Yeah.
Used to be on the live from the London Palladium. Is it Faith Brown? I'd love to give you the money, Maura, but it's not. Oh.
Okay.
See ya.
Thanks. Bye.
So 10 past 12 with David Green. We're going to give it another go. What a giggle from 104.7 Minster FM. Check the wrong answers on our website. It's 14 minutes past 8 now. Morning.
Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now.
Things for the weekend.
Loads going on, actually. The Y Street Band are a famous band in York, and they're playing tonight the Golden Fleece at Pavement, starting around 8 o'clock. That's going to be a good gig. They're really good. Olympus Has Fallen's the brand new big blockbuster. That's a two-hour movie. If you're going to the cinema tonight, Aaron Eckhart's in that. Also, Gerard Butler, one of my favourite actors, and Morgan Freeman. It's an explosive political thriller. On quite a week to be watching that kind of film, I think. Loads been going on politically this week, of course. And there's a big footy match for York City playing Southend at Booth and Crescent. Kick-off on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Three big things for the weekend. This is 104.7 Minster FM. 19 minutes past 8, the latest news for North Yorkshire, Jill Sennett.
A York woman's due in court this morning on a manslaughter charge.
Minster FM, travel update.
With JCT 600 Volkswagen, £150 cash back and nil advance payment on the new Golf and Polo with Motability.
20 past 8, Griff in the morning. This is Minster FM. There's a lane closed at the moment on the M62 going westbound between Junction 35 at Langham, all the way to 34 at Selby, Doncaster. Matrix signs on 50. It's lane 1 of 3 that's closed. Traffic coping well at the moment. It's also metal debris on the road a little earlier on the A1 northbound. They've cleared that apparently, but it's still delays around Junction 46 at Weatherby all the way to Junction 47 at Allerton Park. Cancelled flight to Leeds Bradford Airport. That's from Bristol. It's flight T34502. Due in at 11:25. Cancelled that one now. And that is all we've got for now on the roads. If you spot anything and it's safe to do so, phone me up 01904 48 1234. VIP tickets to Pop Fest could be yours next on Minster FM to see Blue, Five, Atomic Kitten, Liberty X and more. And I'll play your ELO. Stay there.
Hi, and this is Griffo in the morning.
Classic moment, that, isn't it? ELO, Mr. Blue Sky, 104.7 Minster FM. All about great music, all about you, all about Friday and the weekend and Pop Fest. We want to give away the final VIP pair of tickets right now at 8:30 on Friday morning. How are you, Karen?
I'm all right, thank you.
Whereabouts are you calling from?
Near Malton.
How's your day so far?
Busy. Trying to get two kids sorted for school.
Okay, what are their names?
Red and Cameron.
I really want you to win this.
So would I.
Pop Fest is going to be amazing. 18th of August, Blue, Five, Bewitched, Liberty X. Have you been watching the TV show?
I watched a few of them, but they kind of coincided with things that my husband wanted to watch. But I have been catching up on the card, so...
Okay, are you a big fan of Atomic Kitten?
My daughter is, but I'm more...
Okay, so what was the name of Atomic Kitten's first number one single?
Oh my God, I do not have a clue. Hole Again.
Yes, it is. And you're going to Pop Fest.
Thank you.
VIP backstage, the full bit. Enjoy. We will see you there.
Thank you.
Don't forget, you can still get tickets from our website. Go to MinsterFM.com. It's going to be one fantastic day this summer, isn't it? 104.7 Minster FM. Griffo in the morning now at 28 to 9.
About what he's doing.
Good morning, 104.7 Minster FM, all about great music, all about you. So the weekend is almost here. Are you going out this weekend? Or are you going out?
Can't actually remember the last time we ended up out. You know what I mean by this, don't you? The fact that in the UK we drink so much, we have different levels of being out, different types. I'll talk you through them. And you walk up to people. You go, do you know what? I didn't even come out. I only popped out. Now look at me. I'm out. I think the reason you feel so compelled to keep telling this rather long-winded story, because you're standing there in your carpet slippers. A pint of milk and a cut loaf.
Love that. Mickey Flanagan, are you going out this weekend? Have fun. 23 minutes to 9. This is Minster FM Morning. My Michael Jackson, all about great music, all about you, 104.7 Minster FM, coming up to 20 to 9, Griffo in the morning here. Kate, you've got something that irritates you, haven't you? Go on.
Well, it was in connection to the girl that said she was annoyed at people driving at 40 mile per hour in a 60 mile per hour zone.
Go on, throw it back then.
Well, 60's the maximum, not the minimum.
There we go. So, yeah, I totally get that. I totally get this. Some people call them Sunday drivers, don't they? Some people think the people that go slow, but really, they're just being careful, aren't they?
They're just being careful, and they're probably a little bit older. And, hey, we'll all get old. And if we all drove at 60 per hour, I think we'd have a lot of problems.
Whereabouts are you, Kate?
I'm in Norton.
Tell me, this weekend, are you going out?
We are going out, hopefully to ride on the motorbike tomorrow, and then we have a christening on Sunday.
Watch your speed limits, all right?
I will, yes.
This is 104.7 Minster FM, waking up on Friday morning. Hope your driving's not too bad. I'll update the road soon. 19 minutes to 9. The latest now from Jill Sennett.
A York woman's due in court this morning on a manslaughter charge.
Saturday is all about us, 104.7 Minster FM, all about great music, all about you. It's Griffo in the morning here at 8 minutes to 9. So Race for Life is taking place on Sunday the 2nd of June at York's Naismeyer. Now, ladies, if you're going to sign up for this, you can run, walk, even dance it, 5 or 10K. Jill Sennett from Minster FM News Team, how's your training coming along then?
Well, it's not too bad, actually. I've managed to do 6K so far, although that was pretty tiring. Sort of sticking more around the 5K mark at the moment. There's a slight problem in the office. Because there's a few of us doing it, and it's turning out to get quite competitive. You know, who can run the distance faster? So far, Beth is beating us all because she's got really long legs. But funnily enough, Simon Hudson has been taking on the challenge. Now, he's not going to be part of the Race for Life because he's a guy, but he's been trying to beat us, and it's worked so far. He's beaten me.
People have got to sign up, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
MinsterFM.com, Race for Life, 2nd of June, and you can sign up there. Next, Lady Antebellum.
It's nearly 9 o'clock. It's
nearly 9 o'clock.
It's nearly 9 o'clock. North Yorkshire weather.
With Streamline Taxis. 65, 65, 65. Keeping North Yorkshire on the move for 75 years.
Right, this is Griff. I've got the Minster Mystery as part one coming up. Partly cloudy today with a few light showers possible this morning. This afternoon's going to be dry with some sunshine poking through. Highs today in York of 15 degrees. Tonight, the cloud will increase with outbreaks of rain. The rain mostly light, though, and mainly over the hills as well. Lows in York of 7 degrees. Hope you're good. This is Griffo. It's St. George's Day. Shall we get it on?
Mrs. Thatcher, anxious to see the President.
More crowded onto the wide Berlin Wall.
So I'm going to do my kind of dancing to break apart.
You are on Christmas
now. At 9, this is the Minster Mystery Year.
Tell you why you'll want a crack of the year today. I've got a meal for two at the Black Bull Sizzling Pub on the Hull Road. You want to win it? You got to guess it. 01904 48 123 4. You can text Minster, send that to 81222. This is the year Gordon Brown becomes the new British Prime Minister. And Apple in America, who were in our business news before, launched the very first iPhone. And I did buy one as well. What is the year? Nelly Furtado coming up. The Who's is Goodbye, Mr. Ray. And first, it's Pink on Minster FM.
Go away, give me a chance to miss you.
See you at the Bank of England, bailout Northern Rock. This is 104.7 Minster FM, all about great music, all about you. It's the Minster Mystery Years Part 1. Pink, Leave Me Alone, I'm Lonely. Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. 12 minutes past 9. You want to guess? You want to get some free dinner at the Black Bull Sizzling Pub on the Hull Road? Phone me up. Tell me the year. Go for it. 01904 481234. The year of the final Harry Potter book, The Deathly Hollows, and this from Nelly Furtado. All about North Yorkshire, all about you. The Minster Mystery is part one. Nelly Furtado, Say It Right.
These are not three separate devices. This is one device. And we are calling it iPhone.
What else would they call it? The launch of iPhone year. What is the year? What year did you first get your iPhones? 9:15. 01904 481234. Text Minster. Send it to 81222. We're not going back too far, are we? No. But we are in the next part. Hoosier's Goodbye Mr. A, 104.7 Minster FM.
There's a hole in your logic.
Goodbye, Mr. A. What year? 80 minutes past nine. All about great music. All about you. 104.7 Minster FM. Want to get yourself free dinner at the Black Ball Sizzling Pub on the Hull Road? You've got to guess the year.
This is the Minster Mystery Years with the Golden Fleece York. Open since 1503, which certainly isn't the mystery year.
Morning, Kay Whitaker. She's just text from Phoenix. She's going for 07, the launch year of the iPhone. Stephen Frame is going for 2007. All the team at Custard and Potts, 2007. Julie, the bus driver, going for 2008. Morning, Minster FM.
Ah, good morning. The year, would it be 2007?
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Neil.
Why 2007, Neil?
I don't know. This song just seems to be remind me of that sort of era.
Reading Boys the Hoosiers, they were great, weren't they?
Yeah.
Nice one. You have a good day. You could be right.
Thank you. 17.
So it's the Kaiser's Ruby into James Blunt, 1973 on the Minster Mystery Years Part 1. How far have we gone back then?
This is the Minster Mystery Years with the Golden Fleece York. Open since 1503, which certainly isn't the mystery year.
Shrek the Third was a big movie, so is Transformers the remake, Spider-Man 3, Pirates of the Caribbean and the Bourne Ultimatum. Who's that?
Good morning, it's Mark. Is it 2007?
2007 is the right answer, Mark. Fancy going to the Black Ball Sizzling Pub on the whole road?
Oh, I'd really love to.
Well, I'm going
to
sort you out a meal for two.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. That's very kind of you.
No props. Are you going to take with you?
I'll probably take my lady friend, Patricia.
Nice. Well done. Thanks for having a go.
Thank you very much.
And I've got part two next.
Minster FM, showbiz gossip.
Judges Britney Spears and LA Reid have also left.
Now, at 9:30, Swamp Shop.
SWAP passenger B into Swamp
Shop. Oh, yeah. Back to the 70s then. Pound coin comes into circulation in this year. The Daily Express is launched by the Daily Star. Average UK house cost around 15 grand. And the average weekly wage here in North Yorkshire, 90 quid a week. So how far are we going back? This is 104.7 Minster FM. The 70s are on, starting with Yvonne Elliman. If we can't have you, if you want to guess it, 01904 481234. Text Minster, send that text to 81222. Tell me who you are and what you think the year is. Love, Earth, Wind and Fire. All about great music, all about you. 104.7 Minster FM. This is Griffo with the Minster Mystery Years Part 2. Quarter to 10. So let's have a look at our text here. Who's been texting in? Andy at Reed, 78. Vicky and Sarah in York City Centre working. Working hard, of course. 1977. Kay Whitaker's had another guest. She's working at Phoenix. She reckons it's 83. Dottie and Acom, 1978. Morning, the Sturdy Boys working in Rillington. They're going for 1983. It was the year Big Al left school. Hello to Vicky and Sarah on the A64. They think the year is 1976. So how far are we going back on the Minster FM Mystery Years Part 2 today? This was massive, the cinema. One of the first films I ever saw. Superman. Remember this? Morning, Minster FM. Who's that?
Hi, it's Neil.
Hiya, Neil. Whereabouts are you, mate?
In Malton.
So, how far are we going back today? The year of Superman the movie?
1978.
Have a good day today. All right, matey?
All right. Thanks, man.
If you want to guess as well, 01904 481234. Do you remember Queen Bicycle Race?
Minster. Mystery. Yes.
That song is genius, isn't it?
This is the Minster Mystery Years with the Golden Fleece York. Open since 1503, which certainly isn't the mystery year.
So this is Griffo. Just to update you, there's been an accident on the M62. One lane is closed around Junction 25 of Brick House. It's between there and 26 at Chain Bar. The Matrix sign there is on 40. Emergency services getting to the scene right now. Morning, Minster FM.
Morning. Is it 1978?
It could be 1978. Who am I speaking to?
Carol.
And what are you up to, Carol, right now? It sounds noisy.
I'm working. I'm at the dry cleaners in Tadcaster.
At the dry cleaners in Tad. Okay, have a good day, all right?
All right, then, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Morning, Minster FM. Who's that?
It's Gary.
Hi, Gary. Where are you?
Work at Long Masters at the moment, muck spreading.
What do you do? Muck spread, do you?
Yeah. Is it 1994?
1994.
Not 94, 84. 1984, I'm out farming.
And in 1984, I was on £83 a week.
Were you? So I was pretty close. We know how much you farmers get paid, though, eh?
Very little.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, cheers.
So it was 1978, and Billy Joel recorded, in my opinion, one of the best albums ever. From it, My Life at 10 to 10 on the Minster Mystery Years.
Got a call from an old friend we used to be real.
About great music, songs like that. Brilliant way to start the day. Billy Joel, My Life, Morning Minster FM.
Morning. I think the year for the second half is 1978.
I've already given it.
Ah, damn it.
You waited for that, didn't you? Who am I talking to?
Stephen from Manton.
Steve, do you remember Shaka Khan, I'm Every Woman?
I do, yeah.
I'm going to play that next. Have a good Tuesday, mate.
Aircheckdownloads.com.